Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Confidence can mean a world of difference in your personal life, professional aspirations, sporting achievements. When you feel good about yourself and your situation, the possibilities become even more attainable. As we embark upon the beginning of a new school year, a group of local volunteers and community supporters have united once again to ensure local school-age children feel confident and supported and wrapped with a little dose of community love as they walk toward their classrooms for the first time. The 11th annual Back to School Festival is upon us, and that's our focus on this week's edition of the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. This is the regularly scheduled edition of our program, and it's brought to you each week by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and UNC Health Appalachian. A reminder, we bring this to you each and every Thursday to your podcast inbox of choice. Subscribe wherever you get those podcasts. You can even check us out online at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. We had a bonus edition there earlier this week where we spoke with Chuck Mantooth, president and CEO of what is now UNC Health Appalachian, formerly called Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. And he explained the branding change, what it means for care, patient records, your overall healthcare experience. So check that episode out. It was released on Monday, and you get a 2-for-1 this week. So not all news is bad news. Hey, we're going to talk community in a different way this week as we're joined by the organizing team of the Back to School Festival. The 11th annual event takes place Saturday, August 12th at Watauga High School. This event provides school supplies, shoes, haircuts, but most importantly, a solid foundation for a fresh start for local school children and their families here in the High Country. It's truly a community nurturing project, one that has been built off the strength and support of Watauga County Schools, the local business and faith communities, countless volunteers and organizations, and other financial sponsors. This year's event will be a return to the pre-pandemic operations. Those of you that have attended before, that means more time for interaction. The haircuts have returned. This event reconnects our community to its school family, just in time to get the year started on the right foot. So we're going to hear details about this year's schedule. Remember, that's all specific to where the home school is for your particular child, even if they're at Watauga High School. If they went to Parkway, they come in the Parkway time. And Kendra and her team will explain all of that here in just a moment. You'll find out what will be offered, how you can contribute either supplies, volunteer time, financial support, anything to what has become a year-round effort for giving teachers a way to get student supplies throughout the year. And that has probably been one of the biggest tangible benefits of this, is that everything that is left over goes into a supply closet and it is accessible for kids that have needs that come up well after the start of school, especially those that can't afford them otherwise. So that's a very important aspect of the project that you'll hear more about in this conversation. One of the annual sponsors of this back-to-school effort, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, our proud title sponsor here on the program. One of the Pack the Bus buses has been positioned over the years right outside James Milner's office in the Peak Insurance Building at New Market Shopping Center. They had to move it slightly this year up the road to Hardin Park School because, you know, James Milner's upkeeping his facility and he paid the parking lot personally, from what I understand. But Peak Insurance and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate both have been longtime supporters of the Back to School Festival, parking one of those buses right outside their facility and allowing people to drop off supplies, which you can do here for about another day as we record this on Thursday the 10th. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. Sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services, they do it all for owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, head to their website, AppalachianCRE.com. I know James and his entire team are just as excited as we are to tell you that registration is open for Spirit of Boone, the 74th annual gathering of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce membership. This event takes place Thursday, September 21st. From 5:30 to 9 inside the Grandview Ballroom in the North End Zone facility at Kid Brewers Stadium. Thanks to Skyline Skybest for serving as title sponsor of this event once again. And if you've been to an annual meeting before, This one's going to feel a little bit different. More fellowship and celebration, a little bit less information. You can come help us recognize our 9 annual community award winners. We're working on a wonderful video presentation for that. We'll have live music from the Presley Layton Band. She is a 2-time App State grad and talented local musician. We have plenty of opportunity for you to mix and mingle with friends and colleagues and celebrate all of the things that make this community so special. Tickets, $75 a piece. You can bring the entire staff. Check out our corporate table option. There's a plated dinner that comes with this. That corporate table option has a little podium recognition for it too. So make sure you check all that out. All of the details online at boonechamber.com. Get your tickets today. Last but not least, mark your calendar. August 29th, that is the public ribbon cutting for the new Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower at Watauga Medical Center, part of the UNC Health Appalachian family. You can join us at 5 for some brief remarks just outside the building. We'll cut the ribbon right around 5:30, and the community then can see the benefits of the healthcare system's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare right here in the High Country region with this new Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower designed specifically for patient flow, safety, privacy, all cornerstones of healthcare excellence here in the 21st century. We won't be able to give tours because, you know, it's an active healthcare facility and you might not want to see some of that stuff. But the emergency department, just trust me on this part, right? The emergency department, imaging, diagnostics, surgery suites, all located in close proximity to one another. That saves you time and ensures efficient care continuity. And if you do have to use that stuff, you will remark about how everything is just so centrally located. UNC Health Appalachian is proud to be your healthcare home right here in the High Country, and they are one of those annual supporters of the Back to School Festival as well. So let's hear more about this year's event from the Back to School Festival organizing team, our guests this week on the real episode of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Today we are talking about the annual Back to School Festival here in the community. We've got the entire Back to School Festival team with us today. Kendra Sink in the foreground here, and one of the, founding members of this whole entire thing, if you want to take it back in its historical roots, a festival that is well known throughout our community as being kind of the official start to the school season and making sure that area children can start in a positive way. So Kendra and team, thank you for joining us here once again to talk about this year's festival. Always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
Go ahead.
I was just going to introduce who is here with me. I have Sandra Rupert, who is our, and I have Claire Jensen, who are both school counselors for the school system, and they head up the supply committee. So they play a huge part in the Back to School Festival. So we're here, and I just want to introduce them to you.
Well, excellent. Well, it's great to have all three of you with us here. And maybe we can start first with just a brief history lesson for those that are maybe new to the community or don't know a lot about the Back to School Festival. Maybe the age of the children is working into the right category now. Can you explain a little bit about the origin of this and where it came from and how it has survived over the years to be the event that it is?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. This is the 11th year for the Back to School Festival, and it started as an idea from 5 different community groups in our community from Watauga County. The Todd Carter with the Hospitality House, Amber Bateman with Quiet Givers, the Children's Council, Crystal Kelly, Angela McMahon with Western Youth Network, and then our community member, Kathy Crutchfield, had this idea. And it started out with 500 students at the Armory, National Guard Armory here in Boone. And then quickly decided we needed a bigger space. And so they moved to the high school the following year. And in the 11th year, it has grown to serve more than 1,600 students in Watauga County. And one of the great things that it's evolved into is it's not just a one-day event for the festival. We will serve hundreds of students on Saturday. But we also have a space that's available at the First Baptist Church that social workers can access throughout the year to get school supplies and shoes for students who are in need, even through new students that come in or students who outgrow a pair of shoes. So it's evolved into a year-round opportunity to help support students and families in Watauga County.
Well, and I think the other thing that is a byproduct of the success and a number of community organizations getting involved in this is just not about school supplies like we see in other communities. This is about an experience to help set children and their families up to start the school year in a positive way. And that means everything from shoes. In the past, we've seen so many other different things added into this. And obviously COVID kind of knocked back what you could do and what you couldn't do for a while, but kind of give folks the rundown of what they can expect when they do arrive in terms of what they'll receive, the other services that they'll be able to get, and the other folks they may encounter while they're there.
So this year we are finally back to the full festival. We are finally past COVID. We're not there anymore. So we're offering everything that we did pre-COVID. So the Back to School Festival has found that every child deserves to start the school year confident and prepared. And the way that we do that is the students get to come in. It's a festival-like setting. They'll get to pick out their backpack. They'll get to pick out a pair of shoes. They'll receive the school supplies that are on their school list for their teachers or for their age group. And then we also have haircuts this year, which we have not had since before COVID. And then we're also serving, we'll be serving breakfast to those students whose time to come is before 11 o'clock, and we'll be serving lunch to those students who come then after 10 o'clock. So we are excited to say that we are back in full swing pre-COVID. Everything is, we're offering everything that we've been able to offer before.
Well, and I know that it takes a lot to gather supplies. That's a year-round effort that many partners help you all with. But Sandra, I know that there are still some supply needs that are out there. Can you let us know what those are and how the community can still drop things off or get things to you to make sure that all of the needs for all of the various school lists that are out there are met?
Yeah. In years past, we've had two buses that people can drop off supplies. And this year, we actually have a third bus. So the first bus is located on 321 at First National Bank, right there across from Chick-fil-A. The second one is located on 105, right where Blue Cross Blue Shield and I think it's Greystone I are right there in the same building. So it's right there. And the third one's been a little tricky this year because it's usually at Peak Insurance on 194. And they were having their parking lot paid. So we've had to move it to Hardin Park School, which is just right down the road. And so it's just been moved there. So if you're looking for the bus at Peak, it is now parked right there at the entrance of Hardin Park School. And then there's three things that you could really help us with that we are still looking for. The first thing, you can never have enough glue sticks. So we could always use glue sticks. The second thing is markers. So the regular markers and the thin markers, the Crayola markers they work great. So we're asking for Crayola regular markers and the thin markers. And the third thing is assorted colors of wide ruled composition notebooks. So they're usually like a marble color and they're not the spiral, they have the hardbound. And so it's a composition notebook, wide ruled in assorted colors. So those are the three things that if you haven't purchased something and you want to go out today or tomorrow and purchase things, the buses will still be at 194, 105, and 321 until Friday morning, and that's when we'll move them to the high school to start unpacking the buses.
Wonderful. And if you had mentioned that there are supply needs that go on throughout the year, and certainly there may be opportunities for businesses that have a regular supply of things that come in and they might want to replenish the supplies or the stock, so to speak. Are there ways that people can do that to get materials, maybe not right now, but let's say in January after the first of the year, they've got the ability to maybe help out there? Are there ways that they can connect with you to make sure that the supply closet doesn't run thin?
Yes, if you just reach out, we have our Back to School Festival telephone number. We also have a website, info at Back to School Festival, at backtoschoolfest.org. And anytime that anyone, we do receive supplies from Staples and other organizations through the year, and they just reach out through email or through phone, and we arrange to get those so that we can get them to the schools that need them.
Wonderful. Now, I know it also takes a small army of folks to be able to pull this event off. And it's much more than just the days of the festival itself. It's all of the pre-work and even some post-work after that. Claire, can you tell us a little bit about volunteer needs that you still have and how people might be able to get signed up if they are inclined to be able to help before, during, or after the event?
Yes, we are still in need of volunteers for this week. They can go to our website, back2schoolfest.org, and go to get involved, volunteer, scroll to the bottom and click on the sign up volunteer link. We still need help volunteers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's a sign up genius. So when you click on there, you can look for the open spots and fill your time in. A lot of the slots are 2 hours. You can sign up for more than one slot if it fits your schedule, but we are still in need of volunteers. On Saturday, it's adults only, no children, because we want the children that are school age to be coming to the festival. So it's adults only on Saturday, but Thursday and Friday, you can bring your children to help volunteer as well with you.
And are there, for people that are looking for maybe specific tasks? I know you've prioritized people that are bilingual before, and making sure that you've got greeters that can speak multiple languages. Are there any other specific needs that you're looking for that maybe just register with people a little bit differently than just coming to work a table? I mean, in terms of moving things around or some of that brute force labor, sometimes are you looking for a variety of things?
We're looking for help on Saturday after the festival, say around 3:30, to help pack up all the things that are left over and move them. And so we need strong people who can help us pack up and move those items to the First Baptist Church. And so that is one area that we are specifically looking for. If you are someone who can help us move heavy things, that could help us come on Saturday in the afternoon to help us clean up. We have to lay a tarp down. The high school has a brand new basketball court for there and for the new gym. And so we have to lay a tarp down. We have to take that back up afterwards. And that is pretty intensive.
We're going to take a quick break. More conversation about Back to School Festival coming up after this word from our sponsor.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
So this festival, as you mentioned, services over 1,000 students here in the greater Watauga County area and by school specific needs. What's the schedule look like for this year and when can people anticipate those times?
So we've got a different schedule. So our first, and high schoolers this year, it's a little bit different. High schoolers are going to come with their home district. So if you're a high school and you went to Hardin Park, you're going to come at 8:30. So 8:30 is Hardin Park. 10 o'clock, we have Green Valley, Mabel, and Bethel schools coming. 11:30, we have Valley Cruces, Two Rivers, Blowing Rock, and homeschoolers. And then at 1 o'clock, we have Parkway and Cove Creek schools coming. And again, the high schoolers can come during their homeschool time. So we were trying to make sure high school is a little bit different and it's harder. We've got a lot of families that have high schoolers and students in other schools. So that was the best way to do it so that too, the high schoolers can come all throughout the day.
Well, and you have talked over the course of years about the scope of this event and how the volunteer support, the financial support that you get for this allows you to put all of this together. I think for, again, people that may be new to the festival, how can you best describe the target audience for this? Who are you most trying to benefit when it comes to making these supplies and making these services available?
So this festival was designed for those families that struggle to meet the needs of back to school shopping. We know that with the cost of groceries and everything else, that families are really struggling. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that are living paycheck to paycheck and struggle to get the extras. And some of these school lists, you know, we've looked, they can add up pretty quick. So we want any family that needs help this year. We want them to come and have their kids have a good time. And we work really hard to make sure that it's fun and it's a fun experience for the kids. They're still getting to pick out everything that they want. So it's just a fun festival shopping experience, but it's for any family that's struggling to meet those needs right now, whose students go to Watauga County Schools.
Well, I think one of the other kind of under appreciated elements of this, or maybe under publicized elements, is like the reunion in the parking lot that goes on when kids are lined up with their school and they see their friends for the first time in the summer, and there are people running all over the place, just enjoying the camaraderie that comes with the back to school time. And that's certainly a cool byproduct of all of this as well. Last but not least, I know it takes a lot of partners to make all of this happen. You've had several community businesses, organizations, civic clubs step up, and I just wanted to make sure that you had the time to recognize those folks and let folks also know that maybe they can't bring supplies, they'll be out of town. If there's a way that they can financially contribute to the cause to make sure that the needs are addressed throughout the entire year.
No, that's great. This is truly a community effort, and to call out one organization, it's even hard. I'm going to call out a few, but our list of people that donate is just unbelievable. And it's so exciting to see the civic organizations come together, the churches come together, and the businesses, because we couldn't do this without everyone. But just a few that are our gold sponsors this year. We've got Boone Sunrise Rotary, Mount Vernon Church, ECRS, Alliance Bible Fellowship, Women's Fund of the Blue Ridge, La Tortilleria, and Mass General Store. Those are just some of our gold sponsors, but we have probably 100 sponsors at this point. We're still looking. The festival has grown through the years. The festival, we were helping 500 students. We helped over 1,600 last year. The cost of these supplies have gone up. And so, you know, of course, with that, we've had to raise more money. So we're still working hard. We're still short for the year, but we have faith that somehow every year it always happens. So it's going to happen again this year, and we'll get it in the end. We have a lot of grants that we apply for. And just like I said, it's such a community effort. I just can't say enough about all the organizations. And there's so many people that I wasn't even able to name here. They're all listed on our website, but it's just an amazing thing to see this community and how much they love their school kids and how much they put to make sure that these students have all the advantages that any other student would have.
Well, and I think to close that out, Sandra and Claire, I'd love for y'all to respond to this. Just the, you know, when you're able to start on a positive note, I think from y'all's perspective and working with students daily, just the shift in attitude that can come from feeling like you've got the right things, that you're meeting day one with the right supplies, with a new pair of shoes, with a fresh haircut. I mean, that makes such a difference for kids. I wonder if you can kind of explain some of how you've seen that manifest itself positively as kids are starting a new academic year and a lot of new things to have that confidence.
I'll add one more thing to what Kendra was saying first, because I want to make sure people know that they can send a check if they would like to be a sponsor to our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 102 Boone and 28607. And they can also go onto our website, and there's a PayPal donation link that if they want to just do it right there on their computer, they can do that as well. So I wanted to just tag along with what Kendra just said. And then what your question is, that's the real reason I got involved with the Back to School Festival, because I felt like I would see kids that came to school the first day and didn't have anything that they needed because their parents couldn't afford that. And so we were scrambling trying to find things, and they just were kind of like lost, like they didn't feel like they were prepared for school. And so when this became an option and available for students, it made a huge difference. They come to school and they're excited because they have everything. And those backpacks, they look just like everybody else's backpacks. They look like there's not a way that you can look at someone in that classroom and say, oh, they went to the Back to School Festival. They fit in and they blend in just like everyone else. And they feel like they're a part of that. And they feel like they are important and they're valued and that we see them and we appreciate them. And so that was the reason that I, as a school counselor, wanted to be a part of this organization. And Claire, if you want to add
it. I was going to say that's exactly why I got involved also. And I want to give a shout out to Watauga County Schools and to Rivers, who sign up their staff to help register at the festival. They volunteer on that Saturday and they register because we want to see the students come and take part in this festival. So we have a lot of volunteers from the school system coming in to on a Saturday and wanting to like give back and make sure that all those kids are prepared for school. And that is like my favorite part. And I'm overseer of the registration tables because I want to see all of those kids coming in with their families and connecting with them and getting them off to a great start for school. So we're looking forward to it. We're really excited.
Well, it's such a great testament to how this community takes care of their own. And this is a wonderful effort that has grown through the years. I want to, on behalf of our entire community, thank the three of you and the other staff members that you work with on a daily basis to make this work, especially as we get closer to the festival. I know that means a lot more of your time is spent in that direction, but it certainly goes a long way to helping children and families feel supported at a transitional time in the calendar where everybody's just looking for something to understand and feel confident with. You know, what time do the kids need to be at school? Who's their teacher? Do they have the things that they need? Those can get all of us at times. So thank you all for what you do to make this such a signature event in our community. We will continue to publicize it and hope to get more people involved in it. But we couldn't do it without the efforts that you put forward. So thank you all for what you're doing, for spending a little bit of time with us. And please let us know how we can be helpful again in the future.
And thank you so much.
That does it for this episode of Mind Your Business. Remember to subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out on the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. For more information, visit us online at boonechamber.com. So long, everybody.